The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Burp, burp, burp. Hello, Fightful Faithful. Welcome to another episode of the Sour Graps NXT post-show deal. Kate's not here, sadly. Very sadly. Not just because we're going to miss her, but because the reason that she's not here is because our friend, Buster, the dog, died suddenly on Sunday night, and Kate is taking some time. So we're going to let her do that for as long as she needs, because we love her and we love Buster, she's not here. I don't even know if she's watching, but if Buster Elizabeth is in the chat, Kate has respectfully requested that you no longer use that as a handle, if that's possible. Please. I know you'll respect her wishes, and that's great, and we can move on. Buster was not just a good boy. He was the best boy. And I think there's so many of us who know what it's like to lose a pet. I do, but thankfully I've never had to lose a pet suddenly out of the blue like she did. And that must be even harder. So instead of getting your normal craziness with two people, it's going to be with one. So I have the wig. So Linda's going to make an extended appearance at some point. We'll see if anybody else decides to show up. I don't know. We have a lot to talk about. Even NXT wise. No, Emily, we don't have the wig stand here because I've decided I'm doing the show from a living room tonight, as opposed to up in the other room. So the wig stand is upstairs. I'm sorry, Emily. I know the wig stand is very important to you, but you're going to have to deal with the wig sans wig stand. Okay, that's all I'm saying. They are setting up for what appears to be Taboo 2. Tuesday. Taboo 2. Ooze Day. I'm going to go with that. Taboo 2. Ooze Day is next week. We're going to actually have, you can vote. You can vote on the stipulation for the tag match that's not going to have a finish because Damon Kemp is going to cost the Dem Loafs. Damon Kemp is going to cost Diamond Mine their rematch. So it doesn't matter what stipulation we use. They'll find a way to make sure Damon Kemp can get in the way. But we can pick the opponent for Carmelo Hayes next week. I hope there are some really good ones. My hope is that Tyler Bate is available because I would like to see Tyler Bate versus Carmelo Hayes personally. we have other things to talk about, but I'd rather not jump into those things. Tonight, if we don't have to, please send in your super chats at the little bottom of the chat here on YouTube and send in your humper chats at humperchats.com. And that's how you can have your question or statement right on the air. It supports the show. Also, hey, why not be like 10,600 of the smartest wrestling fans in the world and go over and subscribe to Fightful Select? And we'll see. We'll see how many we can get up there by the end of whatever the hell probably drop news drops tomorrow. Yeah. Rob Reed says, RIP Buster, my heart hurts for Kate. Mine too. We were all getting set to do the AEW All Out post show. And I got a text from her saying, Buster's sick. I got to take him to the vet. And that was it. Like, it was just, we were talking back and forth. About stuff in the, and then just like right when the six man second to last match of the night, I got a message from her saying, Buster just collapsed. I got to take him to the vet. He was fine until that moment. It's just, so sad. Batted a one Jam Beard says heart squad to Killer Kate. The SGS is here for her. Absolutely. 100%. So, we'll save any AEW super chats and humper chats until the end. But with Kate not here, maybe this will move a little faster because right after this, on my personal YouTube channel, I'm going to continue my my gaming series over there playing through The Last of Us on PS5. So if you're looking for something to do this evening, an excuse to be an insomniac on a Tuesday evening, do that. We started the show tonight with Tyler Bate coming out to just, you know, a great reaction because he's a great wrestler. And he talks about how Bron Breakker is, you know, he is not just Breakker by name. He is Breakker by nature. And I was like, yeah, because I'm Breakker by nature, not because I hate you. That goes way back. I love Tyler Bate. I think he's great. I think that if they can really choose for the next few months until NXT Europe starts, whenever that is, they can choose to use him as a top guy in NXT. He can make it to the main roster if you want. He's a fine wrestler. Then he gets interrupted by Gallus, or as Linda refers to them, Galoos. The Galoos. Hold on, I gotta get my glasses. I gotta get my bifocals out. Hold on, I'm not changing the wig yet. It's just a very the Galoos comes out, and they are just so rude. They're so rude to the Tyler Bate. I love the Tyler Bate. I think he's a big, strong boy, and you know that's actually how I like my men. As big, strong boys who I have to provide for. You know, I'm a sugar mama, basically. That's what I am now at this point in my life. But anyway, let's be honest. I couldn't get him otherwise. It's okay, fine. Anyway, so Galoos comes out, and they interrupt everything. And they say, you disappointed all of Europe. All of Europe is so disappointed in you, Tyler. And then they try to beat him up. And then the Bron Breakker comes out, and he sets things straight. And so we get, hey, how about you guys versus us guys? And then they do it. So, so yeah, that's announced. Tyler Bate and Bron Breakker versus Gallus at the end of the night. Should be good. Orion Ben says, Tyler Bate is a star. Simply put, carried everyone. He's so good. So good. We'll talk more about him when we get to that match. We get a little backstage deal with the Yes Boys, with Yes Boy 1, Yes Boy 2. Graham B says, my bangs are on point today. Big hug, big e-hugs to Kate. Yes, that's so true. But thank you for the comment about my bangs. But the Yes Boys, they're sitting backstage with both their sets of belts, and they are double side plate check, stuff like that, you know. And so they talk about how they won the titles. Nobody else did it for them. Stuff like that. We get it. We get it. Mark Losper says, heart goes out to Kate. Losing my 20-year-old cat was addictive, like losing a family member. I hope she has good people around her. Now, excuse me while I get ready to watch the Young Bucks and Kenny in NXT in a few weeks. Well, I don't know about that. I like that they brought this up during the match itself, but Doudrop and Nikki are getting those frequent flyer miles. Like, they were in Orlando on Sunday, flew to Kansas City, had a match last night on Raw, got up this morning at 6 a.m., flew back to Orlando to have a match. If they had booked them to lose three matches in a row that way, honestly, I feel that would have been bad. But they didn't. They were facing off against Toxic Attraction, who cost them the belts on Sunday, and the match was fine. Doudrop got to do some pretty serious work. She's very good. Piper Niven is excellent. Nikki Cross got to look a little bit more like Nikki Cross, you know, not Nikki Asa, A-S-H, I think, is that best pronounced? Asa. She did the whole thing where she trapped JC Jane in the apron and just wailed on her for a while. That's an old Nikki Cross move. Last night on Raw, we saw Nikki Cross getting pissed off at Doudrop for some reason. She ripped off her mask and threw it at her and stormed off. That was like in the background of another shot. So they're telling some weird little background story about them, like, getting pissed off. Maybe not, like, at each other, just, like, overall. I thought maybe they were going to come out. She was not going to have the mask, not going to have the gimmick anymore, but maybe they're saving that for Raw. However, I don't know if they're sticking around in NXT for a while because they just booked them to beat Toxic Attraction. JC Jane broke up a pinfall attempt by Doudrop by kicking her in the nose, which broke Doudrop's nose. And then Doudrop hit her, like, sit-out Michinoku driver thing to win, pinning Gigi. So, yeah. It was a good time. I really like Piper Niven. I think they're building towards something where they have Nikki lose the gimmick entirely, but I guess that they're slow playing it. Not really sure. And Nerguru has a good point. He says, missed opportunity to not have Axiom and Nikki interact. You know, two superheroes. Yeah. I want to say this here. 2.0 No is now the new name of Buster Elizabeth. Says, sorry for the news about the goodest of boys, Buster. I have changed my name out of respect. Thank you so much. That comes strictly as a request from Kate. Just because, you know, you never want the memories to come flooding back at the wrong time, you know, when you're live on a podcast, I guess, which I totally understand. But yes, she is. She told me she's with Papa Paul and her mother. She's at her parents' house. She's got people to give her love right now, which is what she needs, and that's good. Apollo did a little vignette thing where he, like, walked out onto a gazebo in front of a swamp or some shit, and he wrote in a diary about Grayson Waller, and the whole thing was filmed out of his left face, right? Talking about how Grayson Waller kept going for the eye. And then at one point he says, I'm going to get him back or whatever. And he turns to the camera and you can see his right eye totally legitimately got fucked up. Like, Grayson Waller did not do the fake eye scratch. Like, you know, the whole rake of the eyes by putting your palm over their face and then going like this. Like that. Like, you know, the old Ric Flair. Like, you put the palm of it over there and you go, rah, and they go, ah, my eyes. No. Like Grayson Waller just literally, like, jammed his thumb into Apollo's eye. Because that wasn't makeup. Apollo's eye is fucked. So, yeah, that's too bad for him. It was some good. That was good. I like Apollo says his vision isn't clear, so he doesn't know what he's gonna do to Grayson Waller. I mean, I don't know.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not really sure about that. No, okay. I want them to do something with Apollo. He came back, was like, I'm coming for the NXT title. And then he, like, hasn't done that. So, yeah. Sooner rather than later, let's have Apollo Crews do some important stuff now that he's on NXT. I'd like that. JD McDonut, JD Mc, I don't give a shit. Faced Wesley. Match was really good. It was a good match. I mean, JD is a fine wrestler in the ring. I just don't care for him and his character. But Wesley is excellent. The match was a good match. It was a pretty good match. I like the finish. Wesley is doing all kinds of strikes, and JD comes up with a headbutt, tries to do his weird, like, I'm gonna pull you up from the ground and go into a backdrop suplex. Grabbing Vic Joseph was weird. I don't know why that was. Pulls him up, and Wesley turns it into a victory roll, which I thought was cool. But got kicked out of, then kicked in the face by JD, and then his weird little, what they call it, the devil inside. I don't know what the hell that was. So JD won, and spoiler alert, unfortunately, this was not the last time we would see JD McDonut tonight. So, devil inside. Oh, I get it. You know, because his name is Jordan Devlin, and he's the devil inside. The devil inside. Okay. Clever. JW Pringle says, SGS heads bowed. Love and good tidings to Buster Elizabeth as he crosses the Rainbow Bridge. May the treats runneth over and the ball always be thrown the perfect distance. Papa Elizabeth, take care of our friend Kate. Absolutely. Thank you, JW Pringle. I'm sure that that means a lot to her. And Ace Steel's Steel Chair says, hey, didn't watch tonight. Thanks for the review. Well, you're welcome. We'll try and make it as streamlined as possible now that we don't have as, you know, Kate here gumming up the works. But yeah, it's we'll get through this. Please continue sending your super chats and humper chats. And we'll move it right along. Tony D and Channing Stacks Lorenzo are standing at their little bar table, drinking espresso and eating biscotti is their new thing that they like to do. And I actually kind of like this. They're trying to be like sophisticated gangsters, which I think is fun. But they're like, hey, yeah, hey, you, yes, boys, come over here. Pretty Deadly, that's what you call. Hey, not for nothing. How'd you get there? How much did it cost, huh? How much did it cost? You know, how much did you have to pay Damon Kemp to take out the Creed brothers so that you could win the titles? I mean, come on. I mean, you did that on the up and up. You did that all for free. That's even better, huh? I think that was fun. I don't believe I buy Pretty Deadly not knowing what espresso tastes like. I feel like those are the types of characters, like, that's the only kind of coffee they would drink, you know? His first name is Channing. I don't think that's a shoot name. I don't know why you would decide to call that character Channing. But anyway, the Yes Boys are horribly offended that anyone would possibly think that they didn't achieve what they achieved by becoming the tag champs on their own. Everyone says that we didn't do it right. Everyone says, and then Lash Legend, Lash Legend at the end of the first little segment, we ended up carrying the two UK titles. Does she get like custody of those now? Are those bequeathed under Lash Legend? Yeah, but she's still sticking around with the Yes Boys, I guess. We didn't see any of Double Vest and the Beach tonight. None of the TikTok tag team. There were quite a few people that just didn't show up on the show tonight. Not that I missed those two acts, but you know what I mean. Yeah, it's true. Jim Pringle says, please teach him how to fake drink on camera. Better yet, just put something in the damn cups. Acting 101, damn it. For the love of, I mean, crap. No, they had something in the cups. You could tell it was there. Just they weren't drinking it properly. Nerd Guru has dubbed them Pretty Legendary. Well, I mean, that's up to you. Oh, I get it. Lash Legend. Pretty Legendary. All right. I guess, but that speaks too highly of them, I think, personally. So here's the next thing I'll talk about. We got Cora Jade. And Cora Jade walking up on Mako Satomura in a pre-tape, saying like, hey, Mako, how would you like to face me on Tuesday? This apparently was taped a couple of days ago. Because, you know, I'm the top everyone likes me. I'm so great. Basically is what she said. And, oh, I know, you're scared. You're scared to face me. Cora Jade is really bad at this character, and I feel bad for her. Because I don't feel like that's her fault. Like, whoever thought that this was going to be good doesn't know. Like, Paul Heyman, who's, let's be honest, one of the best minds in wrestling of the last 40 years, always said, you play to your talent's strengths and not their weaknesses. Anyone who looked at what Cora Jade had been doing on NXT and said, you know what she needs to do? She's got to have a heel run. It's fucking stupid. That's not what she can do right now. Maybe she has that in her later in her career. Look how old she is now. She doesn't have to do a heel run now. She can do her first major heel run. She's like 29 after she's gotten a lot more experience and watched other women play heels for a lot longer. Like, it doesn't, none of it feels authentic. The writing is bad. Her acting is bad. It doesn't work. She's pretending to be somebody who might be a bad girl, as opposed to actually letting, like, inhabiting that role. And some people who are professional actors can't get to that point when they're this young. So you got to play to your strengths. She's coming off as like being, you know, grumpy and like trying to impress all the cool kids. This just doesn't work. But Mako says, I cannot have a match with you because I've already accepted a match against the very respectable Roxanne Perez. And so, of course, this pisses off Cora Jade. And when they announced this match was happening, I didn't even know this scene happened. I just saw them announce it on Twitter as Mako Satomura versus Roxanne Perez. And for literally 2 seconds, my brain went, oh, this is going to be awesome. And I was like, oh, no, it's not. It's going to be a really good match. And then they're going to ruin it by have Cora Jade come in and ruin everything. And I didn't even know that this scene had ever taken place. I just knew how they book shit in WWE and thought there was no chance. I repeat, no chance that they let Mako Satomura versus Roxanne Perez go to an actual finish. Shows what the hell I know. Because not only did they actually let it go to a whole full finish, it was a great match. Like, a great match. It is, we're talking about, like, all these dream matches for Mako Satomura in the stateside. And I didn't think about Roxanne Perez. But it's perfect because the generations are so far apart. Like, I want to see Mako Satomura versus Sasha Banks and Bayley and, you know, Asuka, Io, all the people on the main roster, right? I want to see that because I want to see women who are in their absolute prime facing off against the final boss. I want to see that. But there's also something really cool about a narrative of Roxanne's going to be excellent. Like, she's already really good, but she's going to be excellent. And this will be a chapter in her career where she got to go one-on-one with Mako Satomura. And the match was excellent. The match had, like, Mako was not pulling punches. She was laying it in stiff. It was really, really, really great. I thought it was a fantastic match. Roxanne Perez got a couple of good shots in. Was a good near fall for her. But ultimately, Mako won. Because that's the story of Roxanne Perez right now. One thing I hated was Wade Barrett, which has become a theme I think that Wade is a little out of pocket recently. He used to be a guy who you could at least count on to actually call it the way he sees it, or at least not discount actual history of people. But tonight he was like, Mako Satomura was wrestling in the mid-90s on Nitro. Think about Roxanne Perez, how far she's come in 3 or 4 months. 3 or 4 months, nobody in the world even knew her name. And tonight she's facing Mako Satomura. And I was like, I mean, listen, I'm not saying like a lot of people were watching Ring of Honor at the end, but she was the Ring of Honor champion. So like, I know you guys aren't big on like acknowledging that she was the Ring of Honor champion. But to say that nobody knew who she was when she was a major signing, when NXT picked up Roxy, people were like, well, this is fucking good for them. I mean, that's Roxy's great. And I just don't know, man. I just don't know. Oh my goodness. Hello, Kate. Popping in to say hi, and we all appreciate you as well. Kate, you have to come back next week. If it's possible, you got to come back next week because it is the 1 year anniversary of the first day of NXT 2.0 where we all lost our minds. And I wore a rainbow wig and you were dressed up as a bride or something. You have to come back next week because it's the 1 year anniversary of all these shenanigans. No pressure, obviously. If you can't, you can't. But I need you to know, if you come back, I'm going to wear the rainbow wig again, okay? Just putting that out there. Awesome. Look at that. Look at that. See? Look, see? Kate's here. This is awesome. It's like she's here on the show with me. Ricardo says, big love for Kate Hensler. We love you. We truly, truly do. We got Orion Ben, who sends in a super chat saying, can I get Rox and Mako as another best of three? Yeah, this was actually really, really good. Really, really good. Very excited about that. Nerd Guru says, Mako, Io, and Asuka are all on American soil at the same time. Do something with that. I agree. Yeah. He says, enjoyed tonight's show a lot. Nathan Fraser versus Ricochet needs to happen. This honestly was an escape from the AEW shit all day today. Yeah, that's true. I appreciated NXT tonight. I did too, honestly. There's some stuff that I really, 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 really enjoyed. Yeah. Yes. We'll have to do something. Something very important for the 10K on FIFO Select. I don't know what, but I'm gonna make Kate do it with me. I don't know what it is, but Kate's coming along for the ride. Well, like, listen, I don't own anything personally that I think Linda would wear. So I'd have to like go to the store or something and buy a big house coat, I guess. Anyway. Roxy is one of the great young talents in all of wrestling, male or female. And all the bullshit that she's been having to do with Cora Jade trying to find her sea legs as a heel has really tampered down a lot of people's enthusiasm for her. There's no denying she's great. Like, she's really, really good. It can help fund that. I'm not doing a GoFundMe to buy myself a muumuu, okay? I can figure it out. But thank you very much. I'm very, very excited to see if Mako sticks around, if she shows up on the main roster. There's some really excellent stuff. Yeah. So we got a Damon Kemp like inset promo thing, you know? Like, uh, I thought there was no way that it could have been Damon Kemp who did everything on his own when he turned on Dem Loafs on the Caucasians of Pain. I thought there's no way it could have been him. They did a really, really good job of telling us why he did what he did. Like, when he showed up, nobody gave a shit about me. Roddy talked down to me. Julius was always jealous of me, always didn't like me, because nobody had talked about it, but I kicked Brutus's ass in college. And I was like, all right. I mean, I get where he's coming from. And like, if you look at like what Damon Kemp is as a heel, again, not in front of a live crowd, which is very important, but in a pre-taped and obviously edited backstage promo thing that they did for him, a video. If you look at him, versus I don't know, Cora Jade or Dominic, like Damon Kemp, like, has what it takes to actually do to have like, you know, a heel persona. I'm not saying he's great. He's not great. The bar is so low for me, guys. Like, the bar is so low. Like, when Damon Kemp like hit Julius in the back with the chair, like, the bar that he had to clear to just not be the worst I've ever said, I've ever seen, he cleared it. He cleared. Like, I mean, like, honestly, like, it was not bad at all. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. And he gave me all the reasons why he did it. I just don't, I don't know how he breaks out on his own. I thought he would like to have other people with him, but we'll see, you know, we'll see how it goes, you know? I think that he's got enough of a motivation that it actually makes some kind of sense to him. So, yeah. So the dyad is still backstage handing out smiley face buttons, and they're trying to hand one to the porn accountant. And this is where we really need Kate, because I can't do it justice. So I can't do it justice, you know, because Kate's not here. So I'm going to have some help from somebody else. So just give me one second, okay? I'll be right back. I need someone who's not me to talk about this segment and maybe beyond. So hold on.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So anyway, the porn accountant shows up, and she's there with a porn assistant. And she's like, oh, yes, wonderful. I think it's so nice that you've got all these smiley face buttons. And give me one of those. We'll take one of those. We'll take one. Not two, just one. And the porn accountant's like, okay, so like, thank you very much. We're going to leave. And she says, I don't do free sponsorships. So why don't you, my porn assistant, put this down in the, yeah, it's not good. They threw it away. They threw away the smiley face button. And then we look over here, and then we got Santino Marella's daughter. I know Ariana Grande. I don't know what her name is. But she's like, I can't. She's got her own assistant. She's got an Ariana Grande assistant. There's a porn assistant and an Ariana assistant. Assistantana Grande. And she's there. And she's like, well, Assistantana, I think it's terrible that I don't have any time to do it. I have to judge a beauty pageant. I couldn't possibly do anything else because when I judge a beauty pageant, it takes me all friggin' day. So anyway, no, I have it in my schedule. I can't do any of this. And then porn accountant comes over. You know what? I've been having some trouble with Zoe. And Ariana Grande's like, you know what? I hate that Nikita Lyons. And like, well, I hate Zoe and you hate Nikita. Maybe we should get together and we should hate them like as a dyad. Wait a minute. That's what they're called. No, we should hate them together as a group. All of us. Me, you, our assistants, we should all just hate them together. And so that's what they're going to do. By the way, in the background, we saw Orange Hoodie or Red Hoodie. I'm not really sure. There's some person with a hoodie and a backpack who came to get another smiley face button. I don't know why this person wants to be a part of this schism or shazam. Schism. I'm being told in my ear it's called schism. But anyway. Yeah, no, it was a terrible deal. I don't even know what we're doing here. Porn accountant and beauty pageant former queen are gonna fight against Nikita and the proud girls versus the porn accountant and the beauty pageant. It feels like it's a whole season on like some kind of Mean Girls thing on HBO Max. Is this what this is now? This is what this is. It's based on like Euphoria. Is that what it's called? Euphoria? I can't really pronounce it. The one that has Spider-Man's girlfriend. That one on the HBO. So that one. It's obvious. Anyway, JW Pringle says, is it just me? Is a porn accountant assistant more porny than that porn accountant? She's got all of her spreadsheets out. She's spreading her sheets all over the place. The porn accountant assistant, like it's just you know it's no this is I thought that was their official name. Is that not the official name of Nikita and Zoe Stark? I thought that was the official name. I'm sorry. Perhaps I was wrong. I'm so sorry. Hold on. Yeah. Listen, I'm doing the whole friggin' thing as Linda. You think I should have more than 132 likes? There's like 400 of you watching. My goodness. The match was made for next week. The match was made for Porn Accountant and Ariana Grande versus the Proud Girls. Wow, it's wonderful. I am Wrestling Writer. That's what I am. If you're not here, sweetheart, that's what I do. I write about the wrestling, in my head, at least. Can we hear the story of how Miss Linda became a wrestling fan? Well, I mean, listen, for a while, I dated Carl Gotch. For a while. I mean, I thought maybe Carl Gotch was actually gonna propose to me. You know, the first person he ever hit the neutralizer on was me. It's true. It was in the bedroom, obviously. But and if you want to spread some sheets.
If you want erect penises, well, one at least, yours, use BlueChew.com. But it's not just about that, even though it is a lot about that. It's about that performance. It's about having that confidence. Blue Chew is made with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You know they work, but to work on your schedule or not your schedule. Maybe you're not up to task. Blue Chew takes care of that for you, my friend. Get you ready whenever the mood arises or when it doesn't. Prescribed online, shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, and you don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy or the doctor's office. It's because you consult with an online physician, and if approved, come straight to your door. That way you can, you know the rest. Just pay $5 shipping when you use that code FIGHTFUL. Otherwise, your first shipment is free. That's BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL.
Anyway, if you want to spread your sheets, try the Blue Chew. That's what I've been told. That's what they tell me. Anyway, D-Money sends in a humper chat. He says, does Damon eventually come at the Creeds with Brother Gable in tow? I have so many jokes about this, but I'm not going to do any of them. I will just say, I hope not. You don't want Gable Steveson coming anywhere near you, let me tell you. What am I saying? I forgot. Okay, so, yes. We got Ricochet versus Trick Williams. And this was something I have a question. I do. How was this match longer than 30 seconds? Listen, everyone, people, I understand there are people who like Trick Williams. I've never seen it in it. But Ricochet, one of the most talented high flyers, and he's deceptively strong. I think this match should have been over in about 30 seconds. That's just me, though. But it took a lot longer. Ricochet, so generous, gave Trick Williams so many opportunities to do offense to him. I don't know. So, this is it. Carmelo Hayes was on commentary. Ricochet eventually, you know, hit the recoil and then the shooting star press and got the victory over the Trick Williams. But this is all I'm going to say about it. I don't want to cast aspersions on young Master Williams. However, he's a glorified valet. There, I said it. I said it. And I don't even feel bad about it. So. Anyway. So we're gonna get a Carmelo Hayes has a mystery opponent. You, the WWE NXT Universe, can vote somewhere. I don't know. They say it's going to be on all their social medias. You can vote on who Carmelo Hayes defends his title against next week. And if the Tyler Bate is if the big strong boy. If the big strong boy is one of those you can vote for, do Miss Linda a favor and vote for the big strong boy to face Carmelo Hayes. Because I would like to see that match, is all I'm saying. It was a very funny interview. Mackenzie Mitchell did a fine job. Luis Polito is telling me I should say that. So anyway. Wait, hold on. We have somebody else who has to talk. Hold on. Tony D again trying to recruit the Cameron Grimes. Trying to recruit the Cameron Grimes and saying, I gave you a chance. Now try my coffee. It's no big whoop. Try the coffee, and then we'll talk about you joining me, and we'll be together. And Cameron Grimes says, "No, I don't speak Italian, so I'm going to say this in English as slow as possible." The answer is, "No, I'm not going to join you." So anyway. Yes, it's terrible here. So then he threw the espresso all over the nice, clean, white undershirt of Mr. Channing Lorenzo. And then there was a brawl, and Tony D hit a uranage on the Cameron Grimes through the catering table. There was espresso and biscotti flying everywhere. It was like when I dated that pastry chef that one time. Anyway. So, yes, I guess we're going to get Tony D versus Cameron Grimes here in the future. There we go. Riot Dior says, hey, yo, rarely awake for these lies, but I wanted to send love to the SGS and condolences to Kate Elizabeth and fam. Take care. Too sweet to be sour. That's so true. William McDaniel says, big hugs, Kate. I know what it's like to lose a pet. It ain't fun. That's so true. You know, I've been alive for a very long time. I've been alive for so long. When I was in my early teens, I got a Galapagos tortoise. And those are supposed to live for several hundred years. And he died last summer of old age. That's how old I am. Anyway. Paul H. says, passing on your support to Kate. She's most grateful, as are her mom and I. Big hugs back to the SGS. Yes. All right, so here we go. NCB says, who was better, Carl Gotch or Bobby Fish? Are you talking about in bed? Because I'd have to say Carl Gotch. Anyway. Here we go. Tony D and Channing versus Grimes and a mystery opponent next week. His name was Leonard. My Galapagos tortoise's name was Leonard. Anyway, yes, we're gonna get Tony D. And we're gonna get Kim and Channing versus Cameron Grimes and a mystery opponent. Who knows? You know, we're not really sure. Somebody else is here and would like very much to say some things about his match. So I'm gonna put up the thing again. And then we'll talk more about him in a bit, okay? So, just one second. Here we go.
I'm Axiom here. I wanted to talk about my match I had with Nathan Frazer. I thought that the match had been pretty good. We were running around pretty fast and thought that we jumped around a lot, did a lot of fun stuff, and, jumped around, did a lot of things. I was able to fight Nathan Frazer on my terms. I was able to pick up the victory, the first victory of the best of three. Nathan Frazer is a very tough opponent, I think I'm going to be able to clean sweep this thing next week. I'm going to be meeting with Nathan Fraser and Matt Stewart. And I think I'm going to be able to beat him and win this thing 2-0. Thank you very much.
I love all you guys. My zany antics that I just came up with on the fly. And I'm very grateful that you all liked whatever the hell that is. Axiom and Nathan Frazer was great because we expected it to be, don't worry. He is not a big enough one, but he's given me a raise. It's good. We'll be good. I thought this match was fantastic. You know, of course it was. These two guys are running through just threw over around each other so fast, doing crazy moves. And this is going to be an excellent best of three. I kind of like this as being like an NXT deal. Do this now. Start it now. After this best of three, pick another two of your top workers and do another best of three. Just do that. That could be a thing you do. honestly, people wouldn't mind, I don't think. I think they'd like it a lot. Axiom was able to pick up the victory with his sprinting, jumping, super kick thing. Is there a name for that yet? No, but he beat Nathan Frazier with it. Pretty damn good. I mean, listen, winner of this goes on to face Melo. Makes a good sense to me. Yeah, super duper kick. That's what it is. I thought this was excellent. I don't know what I'm supposed to say about it. Like, go and watch it if you haven't. It's really good. It's really good. Hey, Quincy Elliott is riding around on a scooter. He says there's nothing cuter than a man and his scooter. Which rhymes. People are very excited about Quincy Elliott showing up. And I guess I'll have to see what it is. I don't hate the gimmick so far, but I don't love it. So yeah. We'll see what it is. Good for Quincy Elliott to get on TV. He's gonna have his first thing gonna debut next week. So, well, listen. I mean, at my age, if I see a man on a scooter, he's probably on a Rascal scooter. It's not necessarily like a Vespa or anything. It's not like Chow. It's not like anything very nice about not like that. It's just, you know. Hey guys, we're at the main event. This is what happens when Kate's not around. We also didn't get nearly as many super chats. So, this is just me riffing, doing fun stuff. And, there are some super chats and there's a jukebox here. So we'll get to that at this at some point, but we're at the main event. What I mean, not by gimmick. I mean, like this character, whatever this is, like, it seems like he's having a good time. I'll have to see how it translates to what he does in the ring and, you know, promos that he cuts where he's not riding around on a scooter. You know, just talking, you know? So. This is, tell your mom, thank you, but I also did this for like 7 months covering NXT by myself before you ever even showed up in my life. It was a terrible, dark time. And you need to come back soon. So, oh, right. Right. I forgot about this. Hank Walker and big Javi B. I don't know. Javier Bernal have a match next week. Hank Walker is in canon, Hank Walker is just a security guard. But he's going to have a sanctioned match versus Javier Bernal, who has had multiple matches on Level Up. Hank Walker's a very tall. He's like if you hit if Seth Rogen took the super soldier serum, that's what Hank Walker is. And that's it. You know, like I guess we're just sanctioning security guards to have matches with NXT stars. Like, I don't know. We'll get there. That's your job, and you're not here. So we'll get to the magic spoon thing. We'll do it. I'm going to do it. Just, you know. Breaker and Bron Breakker and Tyler Bate were like having a bonding moment backstage. The Coffee Bros. Really, this is just Tyler Bate getting to look great. Breakker getting hit a spear on somebody. Them getting to do Steiner Brothers moves together, which was excellent. Like, it's funny because Rex Steiner, Bron Breakker, is the perfect hybrid of his dad and his uncle. So it is kind of funny that like he's able to do both things at once. And then you add Tyler Bate, who looks nothing and acts nothing like either his dad or his uncle, and they're able to somehow pull off like signature Steiner Brothers taunts, signature Steiner Brothers maneuvers. It's almost impossible to believe. Like, it's almost like magic.
Who doesn't love cereal? The crunch, the sweetness, the way you can accidentally eat a whole box or sneak it as a midnight snack. Then you grow up and you realize that that's probably not the smartest thing to do. All the carbs, all the sugar, all the unhealthy stuff. But then you find out about Magic Spoon. MagicSpoon.com/Fightful. You can grab a custom bundle of cereal and try the magic for yourself. But what makes it different? 0 grams of sugar, 13, 14 grams of protein, only 4 to 5 net grams of carbs in each serving, and 140 calories per serving. But they've got cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter. They've got blueberry muffin, maple waffle, honey nut, cookies and cream, cinnamon roll, all the flavors that you loved when you were a kid. From the classics to the cult favorites to the indulgent ones, all of them available at MagicSpoon.com/Fightful. They're so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. And if you go to MagicSpoon.com/Fightful, use our promo code Fightful at checkout, you're going to save $5 off your order. MagicSpoon.com/Fightful.
I did it, Kate. I did the segue, Kate. Are you proud of me? Jaden Pringle says, I see what you did there, Alex. Smooth segue. Thank you very much. Alpha Bill says that please come back. The segues are lacking charm. It's true. I can't do what Kate does. However, I want to focus on this. Manny Santos says, can confirm I watched Level Up. I'm so sorry for your loss. Hank wrestles there. So why are they talking on commentary like he's just a security guard? Javier Bernal wrestles on Level Up all the time. That was a talking point in his commentary. He's like, you're just a security guard. Well, you're just a douchebag who wrestles on Level Up, and here's another guy who wrestles on Level Up. Why are you talking down to him if he wrestles the same program you wrestle on? What the hell's going on down there in the minor leagues of NXT? Yeah, Breakker and Bate win. Bate gets the pinfall. Joe Coffey was going to do his discus lariat, but discused right around into getting his disc speared. Larry, by Bron. That was a good shot. Liked that a lot. Tyler hit the Tiger Driver 98 or whatever it was on Mark Coffey, got the victory. And as they're celebrating, Bron and Tyler, He runs on and he attacks them both. He knocks Bron out of the ring and attacks Tyler Bate. And like, no, I want Tyler Bate versus Carmelo Hayes. I don't want Tyler Bate versus Jordan Devlin. We already got that shit in NXT UK. We don't need to see it again. Like, I'm good. Oh, the Tyler Driver 97. Right, because that's how old he is. He was born in 97. McDone with this pitch. Thank you very much. I'm McDone with it. McDum-dum. Yeah, so now we're getting JD McDonough and Tyler Bate probably. I don't know. JD McDone with you. JD McDunkin Donuts. JD McDonough gonna work. Listen, he's fine. He's a fine wrestler. I just don't care for the character or him leapfrogging so many other people that I'd much rather see in the top. Yeah. Anyway. I have a few other things what I'm going to read here. well, I'll talk about that in a second. So here we have now a few things. Jada Pringle says, don't throw away your smile. Try Blue Chew. Without Kate, we're sunk on segues. I tried. No, it's true. JD McDiet Pete Dunne. Okay. Yeah. That's good. Fuller, OP, subbed to Twitch last night as a 3-month sub. Thank you so much, Fuller. Yes, we're on Twitch. Give us your bits. Show us your bits. Yes, all the bits. Give us the bits on Twitch. I don't know anything about Twitch. I'm old. I'm going to figure it out, though, because I am going to start a Switch where I can do my gaming streams at some point. I just want to get my YouTube to monetize before I jump over there. So, we got some stuff here. People sending thanks and congratulations to Fightful Select for hitting 10,000 subs. Cordy Bernstein says, Sean, the work... Well, I'm not Sean. Says, Sean, the work you and the Fightful team have done, not just the past few days, but especially the last year, has been incredible to see. Your work to provide us with news and all else that you do is greatly appreciated. So glad to be a Select subscriber. Thank you. We're glad to have you. Speaking on behalf of Sean, Sour Graps, first episode, we had 200 subscribers. Now we have 10,000. Coincidence? I mean, I think not. I think not. I'm just saying, at the time we started, I started at Sour Graps, 200 subscribers, now there's 10,000. Like, obviously, that was all me. Obvious. Had nothing to do with Sean and his scoops. It was all me. All me. 100% me. So, so we got a couple thing here. Sorry. Sky Singe scubbed his Switch last night in 3-month sub. Thank you, Sky Singe. Wait, sorry. We just became a 3-month Twitch subscriber. Thank you, Sky Singe. Nerguru said, talking about, we're just going to do a couple of things about the whole AEW sitch, because that's what people are here. Here we go. Nerguru says, if need be, AEW existed before CM Punk and it can exist without him. Not that I think he'll get let go, but if Tony has to choose him or the Elite, then I don't know how you don't choose the Elite. I mean, just 3-for-1 is the thing there, right? Like, you keep those three guys or one guy. That's the bare math of that is me. So, and Probable Cause says, I find it weird that people were making jokes / happy about the idea of Punk being jumped by the Elite after the scrum. I don't remember any of those jokes. To then complain about professionalism when the Elite lose the fight. I don't remember any of those jokes. How about nobody fight anybody at a workplace? How about that? That's my own personal thing. Yeah. Tom LaValle says, with all the crap going on with my favorite people and favorite promotion, best wishes, Kate. I'm happy to hear about 10K. We finally get Will's feet. Yes, Will Washington is going to show feet for all of you absolute pervs in the audience. Will Washington is going to show feet. I have a couple here. People sent in to my own personal thing, and I'm going to read them here because I promised I would. NCB, talking about All Out, said, saw bits and pieces of the show on my phone. TK really needs an assistant booker, a.k.a. someone that knows what they are doing. Overall, decent wrestling weekend. That was sent in September 5th, 12:31 a.m. my time. So we didn't know about what the hell was going on at that time. I don't think he needs an assistant booker. I think he needs a president of operations backstage who lays down the law so people respect them. That's what I think. Nerguru says, I'm so torn because I want Sammy and KO to take down the Usos, but there's no one more deserving to beat Roman than KO. However, I like how there are options. Cody, KO, Seth, and I like all of those. Yes, I like all of those too. Another one I like, Johnny Gargano. Never going to happen. You know what is going to happen though? Karrion Kross. Everyone get ready for Karrion Kross beating Roman Reigns. Fuck. Nerguru also sent in, we really didn't understand how much Cody was the glue in that place. Maybe he saw the writing on the wall. Maybe he held it together. I mean, it is kind of weird that everything started blowing up right when Cody left. So, yeah. And Bathory sent in, can't catch Sour Graps tonight, but just want to manifest this out into the world. Split Asuka Alexa and get Asuka back into singles action. She's 100% better solo unless she's with Kairi. Well, how about a nice long feud between Asuka and Io Sky? I would like that as well. All right. Now, hold on. We are getting... now we are getting into the jukebox. Well, yeah, Luis says they should have William Regal be the EVP and CFO. That's not a bad idea. All right, so we got the jukebox here. A lot of these things are sent here to heal Kate. So here we go. First of all, Simon Renshaw says, it's my birthday in 2 days. So could William Regal sing me happy birthday? Also sending love to Kate for Buster. Thank you, Simon.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, scrummy, scrummy, scrummy. Happy birthday, dear Simon. You don't happen to have a mask you could wear, do you? Happy birthday to you. You look delicious. War games.
Ricardo the Wizard has requested Jump Jump by Chris Cross, as done by Nathan Frazier. So this is for you, Kate. Here we go. Here we go. Well, this is, okay, here we go. Oh, hold on, here we go.
Don't try to compare us, yeah, to another bad little fad. I'm the Mac, and I'm bad. Give you something that you never, ever, ever had. Or make your bump, hump, wiggle, and shake your rump. Because I'll be kicking the flavor that makes you want to jump. How high? Real high. Because I'm just so fly. A young, lovable, huggable kind of guy. And everything is to the back with a little slack. Because inside out, it's wiggity, 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 whack. Or come stomping with something pumping to keep you jumping. Or and be rap is bull crap, is what I'm dumping. Ain't nothing soft about crisscross, we all that. So when they ask, do they rock, say, believe that. Jump, jump, the Mac Dad'll make you. Jump, jump, the Daddy Mac'll make you. Jump, jump, crisscross'll make you. Jump, jump, uh-huh, uh-huh. Jump, jump, the Mac Dad'll make you. Jump, jump, the Daddy Mac'll make you. Jump, jump, Crisscross will make you jump, jump, and Bob's your uncle. Love you, Kate. we're going to get Axiom singing First of the Month by Bone Thugs and Harmony. It's the first of the month. Ooh, there was some stuff I had to navigate there. Lord. Louise! Jake Salazar asks if Linda can sing the Game of Thrones theme. It's an instrumental song. I don't watch Game of Thrones. It says right here, you click on the link, it says, this song is an instrumental. and I don't know the Game of Thrones. However, I did just watch the South Park episodes that were lampooning Game of Thrones. And if you'll remember, I don't know if you do, in the South Park episodes, Butters was very upset because he was watching the Game of Thrones and there were so many wieners, but they were all floppy wieners. He was like, why can't you have an erect penis? I would like to see an erect penis, is what Butters says on the show, the South Park. So I think maybe I'm going to do the version that they did on the South Park episodes, the when the Butters was very upset about the floppy wieners. So if I can remember, here we go. Floppy wiener, 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 floppy wiener. Wiener flopping here, wiener flopping there, wiener flopping here, wiener flopping there. That's all I remember from the show. I'm sorry. But that's as much as I got there, you know. If you don't want a floppy wiener, then get yourself a blue chew. That's what I'm going to say. Jake, you asked for the Game of Thrones theme. I don't know it. I'm sorry. I'm glad. I'm glad it's better for you. We only have a few more of these. Okay. I'm cutting everybody off. Nope. Okay. No more. Okay. Hold on. I already did this. I did this one. See, we've already done this one before, but not as Nathan Frazier. Jake Salazar wants Nathan Frazier singing Knuck If You Buck. Knuck if you buck, boy, crumb mob ho. Knuck if you buck, boy. Knuck if you buck, boy, crumb mob ho. Knuck if you buck, boy. Knuck if you buck, boy. Yeah, this is your boy, Little Scrappy. Knuck if you buck, boy. Knuck if you buck, boy. The Prince of Crunk. Knuck if you buck, boy. Yeah. Knuck if you buck, boy. Little Jay on the track, fella. Knuck if you buck, boy. Knuck if you buck. Knuck if you buck, boy. It's time for all the security. Knuck if you buck. Knuck if you buck to get around. Knuck, 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 knuck. It's going down. Knuck if you buck, boy. And Bob's your uncle. Thank you, Corianne. It's a great way to spend your birthday up. I appreciate it. Thank you. Well, Regal's, like Kate says that Regal is your mom's favorite. Well, here you go. Regal
doing Fight for Your Right to Party by the Beastie Boys.
Kick it. You wake up late for school, man. You don't want to go. You ask your mom, please, but she still says no. You miss two classes and no homework, but your teacher preaches class like you're some kind of jerk. You got to fight for your right to party. Your pop caught you smoking and he says no way. That hypocrite smokes two packs a day. Man, living at home is such a drag. Now your mom threw away your best porno mag. Busted. I don't need porno mags. I have photos of the man in the mask. You've got to fight for your right to party. War games.
So that was that one. NCB says William Regal singing Ain't Nobody by Chaka Khan. That's good. William Regal singing Ain't Nobody by Chaka Khan. There we go. Hold on.
Captured effortlessly. That's the way it was. Happened so naturally. I did not know it was love. The next thing I felt was you holding me close. Man in the mask. What was I going to do? I let myself go. And now we're flying. Through the stars, I hope this night will last forever. I've been waiting for you. It's been so long. I knew just what I would do to you, you little vanilla pudding. When I heard your song, filled my heart with your bliss, gave me freedom. You know I could not resist. I needed someone, and now we're flying to the stars. I hope this night will last forever. Oh, oh, oh. Ain't nobody loves me better than you, you scrummy, scrummy. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It makes me happy. It makes me feel this way. Ain't nobody loves me better than you. War games.
Okay, here we go. Nathan Frazier singing Seamus' old theme by Jake Salazar. Okay.
Read the words that are written in my face. Oh, I believe them. I believe them. It's a shame, for they lost their head. A careless man who could wind up dead. You wear your sin like it's some kind of prize. Too many lies, too many lies. Ooh, ooh, these words are true, and I'll make you believe, ooh, ooh. Yes, you fight for air, and you struggle just to breathe, ooh, ooh, and you wear your cowardice well, and I will see you ride it straight to hell. And Bob's your uncle!
there we get Nathan Frazier singing Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones. This is actually, this makes a lot of sense. Here we go.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been alone for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. I was round when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure that Pilate washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. It's Nathan. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. And Bob's your uncle.
Okay. We got, I'm going to save Kate's request for last. Jake Salazar says, Miseria Cantare, as sung by Nathan Frazier.
Love your hate, your faith lost. You are now one of us. Love your hate, your faith lost. You are now one of us. Nothing from nowhere, I'm knowing it all. Radiate, recognize one silent coal. As all we all form one dark flame, incinerate. Nothing from nowhere, I'm knowing it all. Radiate, recognize one silent coal as we all form one dark flame. is we all form one dark flame. And Bob's your uncle.
Okay, I see one in here. Let's see here. Braggadocio by the Mopeds, sung by Nathan Frazier. I don't know what that is. Let's find out. Okay.
When you feel it's like you're walking alone and no one seems to care where you come from, do the braggadocio and Bob's your uncle. I see now why you requested this song, Jake. If you feel that from the tip of your tongue, words are flowing that are stupid and wrong, do the braggadocio and Bob's your uncle. Now can you hear me? Tell them about you and everybody's smiling. Tell them you're good and all the stars are shining. When you feel the sand your thread is too hot and all the others seem to have what you've not, do the braggadocio and Bob's your uncle. When the shit you're saying is simple and plain, just be sure to have a bragging refrain. Do the braggadocio and Bob's your uncle and Bob's your uncle.
Thank you very much. So here we go. We got a couple here for Daddy Magic to sing, and I'm going to save the one that Kate requested for last. Daddy Magic singing "Thank You for Being a Friend." Here we go.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road, back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. Huh? What taste? And if you threw a party and invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, "You want a taste? Thank you for being a friend."
And then finally, Kate Hensler has asked for "This Fire Burns," sung by Daddy Magic. Okay, card was set a sour chat. Okay, well, I'll look at that in a second. So hold on. I'm going here. This is your card was sent in here. Okay. So here we go. Hold on one second. I don't know what this is. I've got to cut and paste a URL here. Let's see what this is. Ah, I see. Okay. Well, we'll do that now, and then we'll do Kate's request in a second. Okay? So, CardWiz says, "It's a shame we never got to hear Dom truly eloquently describe his true motives. But if he had, I bet he would have said something like this." I don't know how to do a Dom voice, so I'm just going to do it as Linda. It's a speech from Othello said by Iago. So hold on. This is me impersonating what Dominic would have done. Okay. "And what's he then that says I play the villain? When this advice is free, I give an honest probable to thinking, and indeed the course to win the Moor again. For 'tis most easy the inclining Desdemona to subdue in any honest suit. She's framed as fruitful, because see, when you got to do the liquid U when you're doing the Shakespeare. So subdue in any honest suit. She's framed as fruitful to win the Moor. So to renounce his baptism, all seals and symbols of redeemed sin. His soul is so infettered to a love that she may make, unmake, do what she list. Even as her appetite shall play the god with his weak function. Listen, sometimes my appetite plays the god as well. And I just cannot stop eating cheese fries. Does that ever happen with you? Did it happen with you when you just can't stop eating the cheese fries? Listen,
I never married Shakespeare. I dated him for a while. Anyway, listen, how am I then to play a villain, to counsel Cassio to this parallel course directly to his good? Divinity of hell, that's what they call one of them oxymorons, or, you know, a play on words, I suppose. I don't know. When devils will the blackest sins put on, but sometimes when I go into my closet and I find a little number that I'm going to wear, I say, this feels like I'm putting on the blackest sin, because it's just so revealing. And listen, I never wear it anymore. But when I used to go out and date, I put on the blackest sins. They do success at first with heavenly shows, as I do now, for when this harness fool plies Desdemona to repair his fortunes and blah, 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 blah. Basically, it's all a bunch of stuff that Shakespeare would have said.
Now we are down to the last one. This fire burns. By daddy magic. Okay. Already done this song, but we're going to do it again.
Love your hate, your faith lost. You are now one of us. Love your hate, your faith lost. You are now one of us. Nothing from nowhere. Nothing at all. Radiate, recognize one silent call as we all form one dark flame. You want a taste? You want a taste of my dark flame? Incinerate. Nothing from nowhere. I'm no one at all. Radiate, recognize one silent call as we all form one dark. You want a taste?
That's it. That's all of that. Clicked the wrong one? What is this? I clicked the wrong one. Damn it. I clicked the wrong one. Stupid. I'm stupid. There's too many of these. I gotta close all these tabs. Here we go. All right. Here we go. Now I'm doing this for you, Kate. I'm so sorry. There were too many tabs. I had like 12 tabs open. I got to close them one after another. It's hard. This is a hard job. And I'm doing it by myself tonight. Okay. And we won't. Okay. Here we go. All I've ever wanted was destiny to be fulfilled. It is in my hands. I must not fail. I must not fail. Even through the darkest days, this fire burns. Always. This fire burns. You want a taste of this fire? This is the proving ground. As the heat begins to rise, turn away from yesterday. Tomorrow's in my eyes. Oh, never more to be held down by the wings of history. Never more to be cast aside. This day is mine. Even through the darkest days, this fire burns always. This fire burns always. You want a taste? You want a taste of this fire? I'm a terrible father. I am. It's the last one, Jake. This is the last one, okay? Here we go. I'm doing this all for Kate. I mean, you guys are paying, which is good, but we're doing this for Kate. It's time to play the game. Time to play the game. Ha 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 ha. It's all about the game, how you play it. It's all about control, and if you can take it. All about the debt, and if you can pay it. It's all about pain, and who's going to make it. I am the game. You don't want to play me. I am control. No way you can change me. I am heavy debt. No way you can pay me. I am the pain. And you know you can't take me. Look over your shoulder, ready to run like a good little bitch from a smoking gun.
I am the game, and I make the rules. So move on out, or you could die like a fool, because you're a bad father.
Thanks, everybody, for being here, for hanging out, making Kate smile. That's the most important thing. Jake Salazar just keeps dropping money on me, so I have to do all these things. You know, I don't get paid more when you guys do more Super Chats. I'm doing this all out of the kindness of my heart. This is all going to Jimmy Van. All this money's going to Jimmy Van, not to me. Not to me. God knows. Who's this now? Nathan Fraser singing Viva La Raza. Okay, here we go.
I lie, I cheat, I steal. I lie, I cheat, I steal. Yo, mamacita, I got the passion that's fast and long. Those mujeres fall in love with the Latin charm. One woman isn't enough, amigo. Siempre recogiendo más mujeres porque soy latino. Hey, I'm tougher than you, calling your bluff, because I lie, I cheat, I steal. What? I lie, I cheat, I steal. Yeah, I don't care if you don't like me. Everybody wants to fight me. Can you feel it? Hey, oh, yellow claro, I ain't the one you want to meet. No, I not a mas caliente. I'm too hot for you, Latino hate. And Bob's your uncle.
And that's it. Stop it. No, stop requesting things for Jake to request. Mr. Moneybags Jake. This was going to be the one time that we did like a regular length show. All right, no more songs. Well, no more songs. Save them. Like, think of the ideas. Write them all down. Next week is the one year anniversary of this show, the Sour Graps NXT review. Kate'll be back. It's going to be an amazing celebration. I mean, not necessarily for NXT, but for this show, it's going to be an amazing celebration. So, think of all of your requests you have for the jukebox over the week. Write them down so you can bring them here next week, and we'll do it. Okay. Like, it'll be a lot of fun, okay? So, think about that. Come up with all your jukebox requests, all your weird impression requests. This is my life, and I love it. But also, I'm tired today. I had to get up early, so I'm tired. And if you want to send stuff during the week to sourchats.com, you could do that if you'd like. I'm not saying you have to, not even like requesting it. Just saying if you'd like to, you can go to sourchats.com as well. Yeah, basically. There you go. Unlimited jukebox next week. Let's do it. Let's do it. On behalf of Kate, who loves it so much, let's make it go crazy. Why not? If you're paying, I'm singing. So, yeah. we'll do a lot of fun stuff. Until then, we're done with this, and we're going to talk tomorrow. There'll be things to do tomorrow, I'm sure, to talk about other things. But if you have any interest in watching me play The Last of Us, that's going to start in about 10 minutes. So have fun for that if you'd like to, over on my YouTube channel, Alex Sour Graps. Until then, All the love in the world to Kate. And we'll see all of you in a week for the one-year anniversary show of these shenanigans. Keep it cool, gabagools.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.